Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Steve, Chris, and Lauren. Hello.
Hello again.
Hello.
Well, it's not necessarily again to some people. Mm-hmm. What if they didn't listen to the last one?
I'm sure they listened last week.
Hiya.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm getting on Steve right away.
What if they boycott us? What if they have an every other show rule?
That could be it.
You know what? I would.
I would too. I would only listen to this if I were around my worst enemies, and then I'd have it blaring. You know what? I heard they use this in North Korean prisons.
I bet you they do.
Exactly.
How did you get sick? Did you go to the North Korean Mouse Chat? Chris, did you go to the North Korean Mouse Chat fan meetup and then get a cold or something?
I did. I popped out of a cake. It was like a big deal for them.
I have so many things to say right now. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I do have a cold. So if I hack, it's I don't mean to.
Chris was trying to get her sexy voice going today.
I know, right? Yeah, this is because usually I, you know, like one person who met me once said to me, you sound so much better on the show. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, well, a person, you're kind of squeaky. It's like, really? Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Well, that was a backhanded comment.
I know. Well, it was like there was a comment, but it wasn't a real one. It's like saying you look so much better on that Instagram picture where you use that filter. That's why
oh,
I don't
my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today's show. Since we are sponsored by Pixie Vacations and we have some Pixies.
Who's that? Sorry.
You.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So we have some Pixies that are on Mouse Chat. And Pixie Vacations is a travel agency specializing in Disney destinations as well as others. Cruises, all-inclusives, Universal Studios, good stuff. We're going to talk to you a little bit about why you would want to use a travel agent. And I'm going to start off with a pretty good reason. And it's not for everyone, not every travel agency, but as far as Pixie goes, we don't charge for our services when you book your vacation with us.
You're free?
We're free.
Wow.
All this. That's right, baby. Free.
Do you think there's an emotional cost that really can't be documented or measured?
Probably on some level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But as far as booking a vacation and using our services, it is free. Now,
the downside is you have to deal with us.
Right.
Yes.
Sometimes we get lonely and we'll be like, hey, what are you doing?
How you doing?
And you do know that we all love Disney. We love talking about the destinations that we cover on the show, whether it's cruise or all-inclusives. We do sandals and beaches. We do these different destinations. We have a great love for them. So just because we do love these places and we book them, it doesn't mean that you should call us after you booked your trip for advice, because then you're stealing the milk from the cow. Yes, I just called us all
cows.
There's
a cow?
Yeah, we're the cows.
We're the cow? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. Did you, Chris?
Not at all.
No, we get a lot of people, listeners, that call in or they write in and they say, I booked my trip. We're so excited. What should we do? Well, we love to talk about it, but honestly, the time that we have is limited as far as, you know, daylight hours and waking hours. Chris, Sharpie, and Lauren are busy with clients that have actually booked with them. So they're going to come first. And if they have time, they're going to answer your question because they do have a responsibility to the clients that did entrust their vacation with them. So,
well, and that's the deal. Like, we only get paid if you book a package through us. So if you book a room
or
and tickets
room.
Through us, yeah, or just a room only through us, and then we get paid for it. So if you contact us for information, we don't get paid for that if you've already booked your room separately. You know, I get a lot of emails that will say, oh my God, I'm so excited. We booked our trip. We want you to help us. Well, I would love to.
But we can't really touch it.
Well, the other issue too is that if we work with someone who isn't a client, where we haven't actually sold them some part of the package, then it does mess with our insurance. So there are actual, you know, it's not just a time thing. There are actual legal reasons for not doing it.
Right.
Anyway, we are free.
That's actually, can I interrupt you real quick? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's actually one reason we started the private Facebook page, because that way people can kind of get answers. We can actually give answers there as well, without, if they're not booked with us, or even if they are booked with us.
And I know both of you and Sharpie as well. You guys have very tight schedules. You literally schedule appointments, 30-minute, 60-minute appointments where you talk with your clients, figure out what's best, and you're busy. So it's not like we're trying to say, no, you're not booking, we're not going to talk to you. This is our job. This is our business, our livelihood. And we're professional. We have time slots. We have schedules. We have to do this the right way to actually take care of people the right way, if that makes sense. So
that totally makes sense.
Okay, good. All right. So free, no extra cost, but it is only when you book with us. So Chris, you're next.
So I just want to say that this whole show topic actually did come out of I put out a question saying, are there some shows you want to hear about? And a couple people mentioned this. So this isn't out of thin air. We're not totally trying to promote ourselves, but we are because this is our job.
Yeah. Although it would be nice. We'll be okay with any business that comes our way from it.
Right. Exactly. But somebody did ask. And I do think, like Lisa said, I think there are a lot of misconceptions. And the biggest one is that, you know, you must charge. How do you get paid? So it's magic. That's how we get paid.
Yeah. Essentially, I'm going to butt in here again.
Disney, you're paying the same price whether you book through Disney directly or you book through us. So why not help the little guy? Let us help you. Everybody wins. True.
And I like that a lot of agents will say, look, you know, this is the job I use to pay for my kids' ballet lessons or, you know, groceries, you know, whatever.
Cheerleading.
You are helping the little guy out. You know, instead of the big guy who's frankly just going to keep charging a lot. Yes, he is. So he's not going to do you any favor because you book directly. For me, I have, I think one of the biggest benefits that we do is we price watch. And so like, say you book 499 days out when the new packages come out on the 20th and you don't have to think about it at all. You do have to think about your dining, of course, and we'll help you with that. And we'll help you with your fast passes. But at a certain point for most people, a discount of some sort is going to come out. And sometimes we don't even talk to you about it. If you're an easy client, if you're at Pop Century, I know I can probably get you a discount. I don't have to move. I don't have to change dates. You're just going to hear and get an email from one of us saying, there's what you saved. If this isn't working, we can make some adjustments. So, and of course, people who are at Riverside and are probably not going to get a discount, we talk to them ahead of time and we advise them, here's what we've heard. Maybe we can make some adjustments, because on the day the discount comes out, and Lauren can tell you, it's insane. We are applying those discounts like crazy.
Up at 4 a.m., lunatics.
Yes. And standing in cold, actually, I do mind standing in a ditch of cold water just to make it even more arduous.
See, I do mind drinking wine at 10 a.m.
That is actually true. I know that for a fact.
I've actually done it on vacation. I've called Lisa crying because I got through and they hung up on me.
The best one I've ever done was on a Southwest flight out to Disneyland with three children by myself. They were pretty little then. I had Wi-Fi and it was like a nightmare. It wasn't great. But you know, usually our clients are pretty happy.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, you know, sometimes we won't even get it on the first day because it is so crazy. But I can guarantee that we are trying to get it. And I have no clients this year that I thought I would get it for that I didn't get it for.
Well, and
now,
that is
there
actually,
were people that I thought that, you know, you're kind of on the cusp. We may not get it for you. And I'm honest about that. But people I thought I would get it for, I did get it for. And so did Chris. And so did Sharpie. We all we work vigilantly at trying to get it for people. And the thing is we have 70 agents. So when things come in, one person posts and we all go on and we grab things.
Yep.
Like, so there's an advantage. You have 70 eyes watching.
There are so many times that, you know, one of us will find something. We'll be like, oh my gosh, that week at Pop just opened up. Go get it. And it's 2 weeks out. And a lot of regular guests are going to think, well, oh, I couldn't get free dining. I'm done. And that's what Disney relies on. That's why they don't release it all in one day.
Exactly. Because,
you know, so yeah, I mean, it helps to have all those extra eyes.
And now there's no guarantee, no matter if you do it yourself or we do it, but you do have a better chance with us. Like, I actually had somebody contact me. I have a regular client, goes every year the same week. And her friend was trying to get free dining forever since it came out. Couldn't get it, contacted me. It wasn't available. And then all of a sudden it opened up like 2 weeks ago and I grabbed it for her. And I emailed her back and said, hey, I just got free dining for those dates that you were looking for, if you're interested. And she canceled her reservation with Disney and booked with me. Just because I knew the dates and it was in my head and I just caught it. It was just luck of the draw. So
I remember when that happened. And yeah, I was on the phone. You in the back?
I know. I was on the phone with you. I was like, oh my God, I just got free dining for two people.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it does happen.
And I'm going to point out, by doing so, by looking for the best price, and when a deal comes out or a promotion that reduces your price, guess what also is going down?
Our payment.
Your payment.
Your commission.
Yes. So when we save you money, we lose money. But it's in our best interest. It's
right.
Big picture. And the big picture win-win. Is that we make you happy. You trust us. You come back. Yay.
And you tell all your friends how awesome we are.
And then they come here.
Can I add to that? Because I think that's a really big thing. Like, people, I tell people that all the time. I'm like, the most important thing you can do for me is refer me to someone else. And you're not going to do that if I upsell you, which I know that none of us try to do that.
I actually downsell people. I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah. And right. It's against our policy. I'll get very angry if you do.
Right. So, I mean, so we don't upsell, and we try really hard to get you those discounts. Every single one of us works very hard for those discounts. It is our bread and butter, especially free dining still. And, the other thing is, like, when you call Disney, you talk to one person there and you will never talk to that person again. So it behooves him to upsell you to, and I have straightened out Disney messes many times, and all of us have.
Me too.
You talk to that one person, you're going to talk to me every time. And if I screw something out, the worst thing in the world is going to happen to me is you're going to go to Lisa, or you're going to complain on Facebook about
me. I call that telling mommy.
Yes. So I really prefer that I get it right the first time and then I make you happy, so that you, even if you never go to Disney again, you might remember me and refer me to a friend.
Well, and that's a valid point, Chris, because I had somebody last summer that booked a bounce back, free dining bounce back for this year. And she sent me her confirmation. She said, I did a bounce back. I put it under you. And can you just make sure I did everything right? So I go on and they literally put everything on there. They put deluxe dining. The park hopper with the water park fun and more. They put memory maker. They put everything they could add on, like top of everything. And I looked at it and I'm like, okay, this is nothing like the package she had. So I called her and I'm like, is this what you want? And she goes, oh, I had no idea I even put that on there. So, like, you know, we'll watch out for you and make sure that you're not overpaying for things and you're not buying things you don't need. So we fixed it and she was back down to a regular price.
Can I tell you the best example of that I've ever encountered? I was in Hollywood Studios and I'm a hardcore Disney nerd. You may have noticed I'm going to talk Disney to people, even if they're not a client, I don't care. So I'm in the park and there's a guy and he's got his wife and his sister-in-law with them, and they had deluxe dining and they're sitting there, they're looking at their phone. It turned out they had booked with Disney. They didn't have any reservations for their week-long trip, and they had deluxe dining. So I sat down and I'm like, here's what you need to do. And I said, you know, where are you staying? They were at the Poly. And I said, well, you know, Poly's going to help you because it is a, you know, a deluxe resort. You go to concierge. But I'd be like, who would do that to these people? They were literally standing in the middle of the park thinking, where are we going to eat? And, you know, it was a busy time of the year. It was like spring break. I don't understand that. So, but again, and I told him exactly that. I said, you know, this guy you talked to or girl or whoever, and nothing against Disney. We love Disney, but they really, they work on a, they don't call it a commission, but they make more money if they sell you more. So it behooves them to sell you as much as they can and then never talk to you again. And I feel bad for saying this because we actually have cast members who we love and absolutely speak very highly of at Disney Travel, but, you know,
I think those cast members deal with us mostly.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't know what they're like on the consumer side. And I think we get excited about this because this is our job. So it does, it is kind of fun for us to talk about.
Yeah. And we actually never get to talk about it. So
not really, except to our husbands who are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. My husband's always like, oh my God, shut up.
Oh, I know. Kevin's like, okay. He's like, oh my God, Kevin, I couldn't get Be Our Guest for this lady. And then it popped up and then, and you're excited. And they're like, oh, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. My husband's like, yeah, I'm a vice principal at a school. I suspended 14 kids today. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So our jobs are happy jobs, actually, most of the time.
Okay. Lauren, you're up next.
Okay. So one of the things that we will do for you, and we don't have to if you don't want us to, but we will build an itinerary with the park hours, and we will have a chat with you and kind of go over all the dining options. We've eaten at all the restaurants for the most part. Actually, I think we've probably, between all of us, we've definitely eaten at all the restaurants. We will then go in and book all your dining for you and get up at 6 o'clock in the morning so you don't have to. And fast pass time, we'll send you information on fast passes and go over that with you and help you figure out the best options for your family based on their heights and scare factors and all that stuff. And then we'll go in and we'll book your fast passes for you. And we'll do them in a walking order because we know the parks inside and out. So you're not zigzagging all over the park. So we will do all of this for you, and you have a say in what we're doing because we do it with you, and then we'll do it. We'll take care of it. And if you're somebody that doesn't want to do that, that's also fine. Like, if you want to have complete control, you can do that.
You get to choose. It's different with every person.
Yeah. And I have some people that will have me do the dining and then they'll do the fast passes. Or they want to do both, but they just want to bounce it off. Like, there's so many different, you know, but we'll help you figure out the best days to do which park. We'll kind of talk through it with you. And where else are you going to get that service for free?
I don't know.
Can't lose.
All
it's
right.
A win-win.
So, and some of these reasons are going to start overlapping as we elaborate on them. But the next one that I've got is the fact that our agents have the knowledge and the experience. So not only are they going to the different destinations and experiencing them, they're trying to have the vacation and observe different things. Like, we have two girls and we would go to Disney and it'd be fine. We'd enjoy it, but it was kind of girl centric. And then we open up Pixie and we have to look at things differently. We have to look at things that we normally wouldn't look at, whether it's Pirates League or some of the boy stuff. You know, you pay attention to that stuff now. What is a boy going to like to do? And different ages. What are the teenagers happy to do? And so we pay attention to these things.
The teenagers want to sleep.
They do. Yes. but we're paying attention to things who's still in a stroller when they're 8? A lot of people. Who's wearing their princess dresses? That type of thing. What are the boys doing to show their Disney side? So we're paying attention to that. And it's the experience because we go down there a lot. And all of our agents are going to do that to stay fresh, to stay familiar, to have your hand on the pulse. Plus, there's all the knowledge that you're gaining by doing all the research online. When you're not actually at the park, we're constantly having to keep up with things just so we are, you know, upfront with all that information. So we've got the knowledge and the experience. It's going to help you. We're going to know where to get that corn dog, right, Steve?
Disneyland.
Where in Disneyland?
With a disgusting turkey leg.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, these little things, you may have heard about them. You want to know more about them. And the fact that we've got such a network between our agents, if we don't know it specifically with firsthand knowledge, I can bet you one of the agents does have that firsthand knowledge and will have the answer. So
I always say posting on our Pixie Facebook page is faster than Google.
It is faster than Google. Actually, as soon as Lisa said that, I was like, oh, that's right. I got to ask a question about DCL. Thank you.
And you'll get an answer pretty quickly. Not too often do we post a question that doesn't have an answer. And if we do, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
Or it's something that no one would ever think to ask. But anyway, firsthand knowledge and that frequent experience. So that's going to help too. So, I mean, Steve got to try the, I'm eager to try this, got to do the bag check at the Grand Floridian. It sounds silly, but he got to experience how that works. And he can now tell people when you leave your resort, they do the bag check instead of when you get to the park.
Oh, I'd like to mention that I did that first.
You did.
Sorry, Steve.
I can still tell. I can
the bag check first in all its glory.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Well, let me go.
It actually was great.
Yeah, but that's and that goes a little bit into my topic, which is tips. Okay. So different things, like we've done the new security check for the monorail, so we can tell you, you know, how much time you need now to get on the monorail, if it's going to take additional time or not. And how that process works and everything from, you know, we've done Magical Express. So we're happy to give you tips on how to get from the airport to Disney and how to check your bags to get back and how much time, you know, that takes, as well as, you know, tips from, you know, we've done Disney to Universal and Universal to Disney and adding an extra day or adding a whole extra vacation over at Universal Studios. So we've done all that as well. And then Lisa and I were both there as cast members, and then we've both been there as adults, and we've both been there with kids as a family, and we've all been as a group just on adult trips. So we've, you know, experienced kind of the parks many different ways, as well as Sharpie, Lauren, Chris. Everybody's been in all different stages and has a bunch of tips to share on that. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Even down to like where to stand for the fireworks.
Yep.
You know, how to get from point A to point B.
Yep. Yeah. And then it gets into, you know, should you upgrade a room if you, you know, have some extra, some money to spend, or if you got a discount and now you want to use the money that you had in your trip, you know, should you go to one of the special events? Should you get a park hopper, or should you upgrade your room? What are some of the options to use that money on, and you know where to stand for the 3 o'clock parade, which is now going to be the 2 o'clock parade,
because Paint the Night is coming.
Yes, so we try to keep up on all those things, and then pass our opinions and tips on to you.
Do you know my theory on that, Steve? Is if I keep saying it, it'll actually happen.
The Paint the Night has to come. I don't. They must have had to have done some extensive repairs or something. I don't know, because Disney will run something. You know, they'll run the 25th anniversary for 3 years if they can run it for that long. So,
true.
So I don't know why they took that out of circulation unless it needed some.
Sing the "I Got a Feeling" song right now.
That's a good. The music on that parade is awesome. So,
oh my god,
I love the lights, everything about that parade is pretty nice. So it's got to be they had to do some updates. Maybe they're adding some stuff to it for Cars with the new Cars movie that's coming out. So maybe they're going to add some new stuff there. I don't know. And then it'll come over. But they've got so much at Walt Disney World now. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Lauren?
Yes.
You have another one.
So one of the great things about having a travel agent in your corner is that if you get down there and you're having issues and Disney's not resolving your problems for you, you can actually contact us while you're there. And we're in your corner. We're going to have your back and we're going to do what we can to advocate for you. And why wouldn't you want to have that extra person on your side who knows Disney and knows the ins and outs and can kind of help you with a frustrating situation? Now, I have to say 9 times out of 10, Disney is fantastic at fixing problems. But for that 1%, when they don't, how awesome is it to have somebody like us in your corner?
All right. And then we have one more, Chris.
Okay. So I always say this, that Mouse Chat, and I'm not just being nice because, you know, that's not my thing, but no, seriously. I always say that Mouse Chat listeners are really well informed. So when we get a client who's a Mouse Chat listener, generally we don't have to explain like the really, you know, like simple things like dining and how that works and, you know, the dining plan itself, et cetera. So a lot of times they'll say, well, why should I book with an agent? Because I know how to do this. And my answer is always the same. I say, so you have someone to bounce ideas off of, because you may think to yourself, you know, Citrico's California Grill. Well, I've eaten at both of them a lot, unfortunately, or fortunately. And it's sort of fun to just bounce ideas off someone who's been there. And also, maybe then you're not driving your coworkers crazy and making them think you're someone who lives in a house with a sweater you've knitted out of your cat's fur talking about Disney all the time.
You just described yourself.
Wait, I don't know how to knit. That's the thing. I do not know how to knit, but, no, seriously. You know, it actually is someone who's way into Disney that you can kind of bounce these ideas off of instead of your coworker who thinks you're crazy. So there's that.
True.
Okay. So obviously, you know that we know Disney World. Take just a second to tell you a little bit more. If you've got travel needs, whether you are a family or an individual, you could be a school, you could be a band, you could be a group, you could be a corporate incentive trip. All of this stuff we can do and help you with that. Let's see, we can do all of the Disney destinations, of course. And then Universal, Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Norwegian. If you want to do a river cruise, we can do that. And then all our all-inclusive partners, Sandals and Beaches, Couples, whatever you want to do, chances are we probably have done it and we have those relationships set up. Did I miss any big ones? I don't think so. Hawaii, yeah. If you're interested in just going to Hawaii, or if you wanted to go to Alaska, take a cruise out there. As you know, I just
went out there. Timbuktu.
I'm not going to promote that one because I don't know anyone that does that one. And that's part of the nice thing, too, is we don't do everything. And there's going to be a time when you ask us, can you help us get to Timbuktu? And we'll say, no, I really don't know anything about that. You're better off going somewhere else. So we know what we know, and definitely know Disney. And over the last 3 years, we've really jumped in with both feet on a lot of these other destinations because you guys are asking us to. You want them, so we're learning them. Punta Cana, it's another hot destination, Cancun. So we're learning them because you want us to. All right, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Of course, I want to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can find more of them over at iTunes and at mousechat.net. If you have comments or questions for us, you can either put the comment at the bottom of... how do I even explain this? Put this at the bottom where you're listening to us.
Well, just go to... yeah, you can just... If you go to mousechat.net, on the webpage, there's a section where you can leave a comment, or you can just go to Facebook and leave us comments there.
Or they can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. I think the quickest way, though, is probably on Facebook to get any kind of response. We see that more quickly. And thank you for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.